You're listening to the Auburn Express.
What's up in War Eagle, War Report family? You got Ike Jones, and we're back with another morning drop. Today, I want to talk basketball. Auburn men and women both made the NCAA tournament, but are we satisfied with how the seeding went? Let's talk about it. Y'all know how we do right here, War Report style. Strap it on.
You are now listening to the War Report.
Morning Drop. It is Tuesday, March the 19th. We are here in the midst of the madness, and hopefully everybody's week is off to a good start. I want to talk basketball a little bit today. We're in the midst of it. Again, congrats to the men and the women at Auburn University for making it to the NCAA tournament. And definitely big congratulations to the Auburn men's basketball team for winning the SEC tournament, tournament champions this year. Definitely much props to them for finishing the job there. Job's not completely done, but definitely congrats about that. I want to start off in talking about the case for why I feel like the NCAA committee, whomever that committee is comprised of, got it wrong. They got it wrong as far as the seeding is concerned. Now, listen, I know both of the teams. Here's what I'm not saying. I am not saying that anybody who made the tournament should not have made the tournament. I am saying I think the seeding is wrong. I'm also not saying that I think Auburn somehow got screwed in their draw because they're going to have a tougher route. None of those things are what I'm saying. I just want people to get the seeding that they deserved based upon how the season played out, in my opinion. And I'm going to lay out the reasons why I feel the way that I feel. And I'll start with the women's basketball team. Auburn women's basketball went 20-11 this season and did so despite the expectations that they were going to be one of the worst teams in the conference, right? Auburn women's basketball handled business this season. They ended up in conference 8-8, which is a respectable number. Now, not lighting the world on fire, but a respectable number, 8-8 in the conference, right? The problem that I have here with this is they come into the NCAA conference tournament as an 11 seed, not just an 11 seed, but an 11 seed that's playing a play-in game. So they barely made it into the tournament. I don't understand how a team that went 500 in one of the best conferences in the country is playing a play-in game when there are other teams who are, in my opinion, more worthy of having to play a playing game based upon their resume than what Auburn is. Now, to be clear, there are people who got auto bids to the NCAA tournament that are also in play-in games, which I think is kind of crazy, right? Like, you win your conference tournament, you're supposed to get into the tournament, and they're like, yeah, but there you have to play your way into it. I think that's kind of crazy. So, you know, there's question marks around this entire process, but I want to call to attention two particular teams that I feel as if Auburn's resume may be a little bit better than theirs, and that is the Texas A&M Aggies and the Michigan Wolverines. I'll start with Michigan because they are in a separate conference from Auburn, and I think you can see the side-by-side with Texas A&M a little bit better, but we'll start with the less familiar one to those of you who aren't part of the SEC landscape. Michigan is a 9 seed. Now, Auburn, again, is an 11 seed. Michigan's record goes as follows. They are 20-13. I just told you that Auburn went 20-11, so Michigan played more games, two more losses than Auburn on the season, though. And I struggle to find where their resume is significantly better in any measurable way than Auburn's resume. They have losses to Florida, whom Auburn beat. They have a loss to Minnesota by 16 within conference, and another loss to Illinois by 13 in conference. Now, I call attention to those games. Now, I said they lost 13 games. I call attention to those games in particular because those are the three teams on their schedule that they lost to that are not tournament teams, right? So non-tournament teams that they took a loss to during the season, they lost to Florida by 16 to Minnesota and by 13 to Illinois. again, that's not crazy because when I read off Auburn's situation, but I don't think that they had a resume that should be worthy of a 9 seed when Auburn is an 11 seed play-in. Let's continue and look at this. Auburn, the three teams that they lost to that are not tournament teams are Cal, which they lost to by 14, UCF, which they lost to by 7, and Arkansas, which they lost to by 2. Now, by no means are any of those really great teams. Those are definite marks on their resume, but their biggest loss is less than the biggest loss by Michigan. Their second biggest loss is less than the second biggest loss by Michigan. And their closest loss, the same. So I don't see how their resume, right? If you're telling me, well, Cal's a worse team and blah, blah, blah. Like, let's just look at the resume side by side. We're not even talking about quality wins. I'm just talking about losses they shouldn't have. Because I don't think you're going to find a quality win on Michigan's schedule that's better than beating LSU. So, again, just let's take the quality wins out of the scenario. Because when we start getting into that metric, I think Auburn, by and large, is going to be better there. So I don't fully understand that there. Now let's go to the Texas A&M Aggies, who, again, I'm not arguing that they should not be in the tournament. I just wonder, with a record of 19-12, which is worse than Auburn's record, right, in both the win and loss column, a worse conference record than Auburn, and the quality or the opponents that they lost to are Georgia, one of the worst teams in the conference, only by 4, but still lost that game. Florida, who again, Auburn beat, lost to them by 12. And Michigan, Mississippi State, who also did not make the conference, was a team that was on the bubble of it, but lost to them by 11. Auburn beat that team. And Auburn and Texas A&M played twice and split those games. So I struggle to understand why they are a higher seeded team, or they aren't the ones that are in the play-in situation. And if you want to talk about what the outcomes in the SEC tournament were, then it calls so much more into question when we get over into the men's side. And so I'm wondering, are there different committees who are making these determinations? I'm assuming yes, but it just doesn't seem to be an equitable balance or any sort of thing that makes sense around how these decisions are being made. I don't think that the Auburn women's basketball team should be in a situation where they're having to play a play-in game for their ability to get into the field of 64. I think that they did enough during the regular season to be in the field of 64 without a play-in game. And I just gave you two teams who I feel like easily could have had the line swapped with them. Just my opinion, but I definitely want to hear your opinion. I know a lot of you don't watch women's basketball, but I need somebody who maybe is a little bit more knowledgeable in this stuff. Tell me why that makes sense to you. I'll be glad to hear those things. Before I get over into my commentary on the men's basketball, definitely want to give a shout out to today's show sponsor, Manscaped. Manscaped.com is your place to go for all of your grooming needs for the men out there. If you have a situation that you need to get taken care of, make sure you hit up Manscaped. They have grooming for all of your great parts, whether that is your face, your nose, your ear, and of course, you know, the southern region down there. Since we're talking about the way that, you know, the NCAA committee decided that they were going to give, you know, a shave to the southern region, because we're going to talk about that here in just a minute. Manscaped is the perfect place to come in here and talk about that. So make sure that you head over there, manscaped.com, using code REPORT when you do that. Get you 20% off plus free shipping when you use code REPORT at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you.
War Report family, you are listening to The Morning Drop, where we talk about the most recent and relevant Auburn sports news. We broadcast live from the War Report's YouTube channel on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central Time. You're welcome to come watch it live, but the live chat is reserved for our YouTube channel members only. So come on by, become a member, and get active in the best Auburn sports community on the webs. We'll be right back after we pay a couple bills. Thanks for sticking around through the ad break. Now here's the rest of your morning drop.
All right, let's get back into this conversation, because I want to talk about this right here. You're all listening to the Morning Drop, which you got Ike Jones on the War Report, the Auburn Express, podcast. If you haven't already, go ahead and like the video, subscribe to the channel, share the content with somebody. But let's talk about Auburn men's basketball, shall we? Auburn men's basketball just won the SEC championship. And by all accounts, going into the SEC tournament was a 4 seed for the NCAA tournament. Somehow, Mississippi State went from a team who was on the bubble to definitely in by the way they played in the SEC tournament. Somehow, Auburn wins the tournament and there's zero impact on their seeding. Again, I don't have an issue with Auburn necessarily where they're placed, which I think that that is absolutely crazy. Like, I don't even understand why there is an East region that includes Spokane, Washington as part of that when Memphis is right there in the West region somehow. Like, I don't know how they decided that that was how that was going to play out, that Memphis was going to be a site for the West region, but Spokane, Washington was going to be a site for the East region. And they decided to send 3 teams from the state of Alabama to Spokane. Okay. Somebody's got to make that part make sense to me just to begin with. But I don't understand subsequently what I was getting to is how Auburn is sitting on the 4 line when they were presumed to be there before the tournament, won the tournament. That makes no change. And then when you look at the resume of the Auburn Tigers, you look at a team who won their conference tournament. There are teams that are on the 1, 2, and 3 line who cannot say that. There are other teams on the 4 line who cannot say that. They are ranked in the top 10 in pretty much every ranking space that you can look at, whether you're looking at KenPom or you're looking at the T-Rank by Bartovic, whether you are looking at the AP poll, top 10 in all of those places, yet somehow sitting outside of the top 10 when it comes to the final ranking for the tournament. Top 10 in offensive efficiency, top 10 in defensive efficiency by all of the metrics, somehow outside of the top 10 in the final ranking for the tournament. You're top 11 in wins, in the number of wins they have on the season, top 11, somehow outside of the top 11 in the final rankings for the NCAA tournament. So you're a conference champion, you're ranked in the top 10 in all of the ranking systems that exist, and you have a top 11 number of wins on your season, but a 4 seed? Not just a 4 seed. Again, I don't want to major too much into the Spokane thing, but you got put, like, I don't know that it's physically possible to place Auburn further away from where they are located than to send them to Spokane, Washington as the 4 seed. It doesn't make sense to me. It's curious. I understand them being in the East region. I don't understand the East region, including Spokane. That's where it becomes weird for me. Like, I just don't get why that made a lot of sense. So I have questions. I have questions for those who are in the committee as to why Auburn is ranked where they are, considering the resume that Auburn has for this season. Now, I'm not advocating that they be a 1 seed, right? I don't think that Auburn has deserved a 1 seed. I'm not even really advocating that they be a 2 seed, even though I think that their overall body of work could put you at the 2 line, but 2 seed. I think Auburn should have at least been a 3 seed, though. At least been a 3 seed. I don't really have a lot of explanation as to why the other 3 seeds are, but Auburn is not. When you take a look at the other people that are ahead of Auburn, again, I'm not advocating for a 2 seed, but Tennessee, 24-8 on the season, you know, better record within the conference. They won the regular season title within the conference, but Auburn has a better overall record than Tennessee does, and Auburn won the conference tournament. Tennessee's a 2 seed. I'm not saying Tennessee shouldn't be a 2 seed. I'm saying Auburn at 4? All right, cool. Iowa State did not win their conference. They're a 2 seed. Not saying Auburn should be a 2 seed, just saying Iowa State, 27-7. Identical rankings on the season. Now, their resumes will be slightly different. So, again, this is why I'm not making the argument that Auburn should be a two seed. But let's just continue. Arizona, 25-8 on the season. Wonderful team, had a great season. Not saying that Auburn is a better team than Arizona. Just saying, from a ranking standpoint, I don't understand how that's a two seed, but Auburn's a four. All right, continuing down the line. Illinois, 26-8 on the season. They're a three seed. Illinois' resume, outstanding. They've done a wonderful job on the season. Not saying Illinois is not deserving. I don't understand why Auburn isn't just as deserving. Duke, 24-8 on the season. Outstanding season. They didn't win their conference. I don't know. So again, there are probably people who have researched this to death, and I can give you all the reasons why Auburn is not the best team in the country when you look at what their quad one wins are on the season, or when you look at their record in true away games on the season. I get all of those things. Here's my question. Does the SEC tournament not mean anything when Auburn wins it? That's the question I have. But the SEC tournament played a factor in Mississippi State being able to get in, but it didn't play a factor in Auburn moving any in the final assessment. That's where I get confused. And maybe this is a time where the SEC, Greg Sankey, if you happen to be listening, maybe you all need to move it to where the SEC tournament final is on Saturday so that the committee has a full, it's not 30, 45 minutes between when they have to make their selections or turn their selections in and all those things from the end of your tournament final. Maybe that's a solution where that will weigh a little bit more heavily on the minds of people. If you finish your tournament on Saturday so that Selection Sunday comes around, they've already had the conclusion of your entirety of your tournament. You know, I understand that the other tournaments aren't really happening on Sunday and you've got all of the primetime stuff there with ESPN, but I would think that the SEC wants to make sure that their conference champion is being treated with a fair level of respect for what the seeding is going to be. Because heaven forbid somebody come in there and win the tournament that's not even supposed to be in the final NCAA tournament. And now you've got a freaking mess of a thing that they've got to figure out in just a couple of hours before they come out there and do their seeding. Now, again, they'll know who's going to be in the final. But this is a reason why I think Texas A&M, who 2 years in a row went to the final, didn't really improve their stock, because if they had won, would have improved their stock tremendously, particularly 2 years ago when they didn't make the NCAA tournament despite making the SEC tournament final. I think that it has a lot to do with when that game is being played. So that's something maybe the SEC needs to take a look at. But I need to understand more firmly, why is it that Auburn is a four seed? Again, Spokane, whatever. The seeding is where I'm not fully understanding that. Maybe that's me seeing it through the orange and blue goggles. That's possible. Somebody in the comment section is going to tell me why I am completely wrong about this, and I welcome that conversation. So please come inform me so that I can feel like, oh, okay, that makes a lot of sense. But that's it. That's enough of me talking about this. I definitely want to hear from you all in regards to why you feel as if the two Auburn teams were not placed in some sort of unfair or disadvantaged situation, or they were not being overlooked somehow by these committees. I welcome that conversation. Make sure that you put those down there in the comment section, and I will definitely read and respond to as many of those as I can. Before you get out of here, though, please like the video and subscribe to the channel. Make sure you share the content with somebody else so that they can get involved with this conversation. It is tournament time, and of course, we are doing our own tournament bracket. I will have the link to those down here in the description. You got three ways to play. There is a free bracket that we have out there where you can just come in and get in on the fun. We do have a $5 bracket in our partnership with Splash. You can go there and you can be a part of that. There are 50 slots available for each person, for each of those people. And then I have a $100 entry fee one that's going to be a high stakes one that you can do. Those are survivor tournaments. We'll talk a little bit more about how those go, but you need to be entered before the first NCAA game starts. So if you want to get involved with that, links are right down there in the description. Definitely will love to see you guys get involved with that sort of thing. As always, the Morning Drop is brought to you by Rogue Shop. Make sure you head over to rogueshop.com. Use code REPORT when you do, for America's number one online dispensary. Get a little something off your purchase when you go there. Sleep, stress, anxiety, pain relief, all available right there at the Rogue Shop. Again, before you get out of here, like the video, subscribe to the channel, share the content with somebody else. We'll be back at you with another Morning Drop tomorrow. But until the next time, and as always, War Eagle.
Drop! Drop!